Health today, and it's Chris Hayes and Richard Davenport on the podium talking recruiting, Bill.
If it doesn't work this time, then it's done. That'd be three strikes in a row.
Maddie, we're going to try to do this, and and hopefully, and we'll come back at about 55 and wrap this moneymaker up. How about that? So here we go. Here is Richard Davenport and Chris Hayes.
Yeah, Tebow, he started to gather a big following as he progressed, especially in the state playoffs when he had such big numbers, like 7 touchdown passes in one game. And it was really kind of weird for him, too, because he was a homeschooled kid, so I don't think that it picked up for him right away. But obviously, eventually, everybody jumped on.
Best recruits that you've seen, that you knew when you saw him in high school, wow, the kid's going to be a great college player.
After I saw Bijan in person, I saw him on video, but when I saw him in person, I think he's got a chance to be really special.
Do you think Hunter Henry would be as productive this year?
Yeah, matter of fact, I called somebody I called somebody when you guys played Ashdown in the playoffs and when he was a sophomore, and I told somebody, this kid's going to be a top 100 prospect. And like I said, no great evaluator, but it was easy to see with him.
You know, I'll tell you another little thing that you may think this is funny, but I think it's the truth. Darius Filon is a kid who flirted, I think, with signing with Alabama. I don't know if he signed or committed. Comes to the Razorbacks, and he's not the tallest guy. I think he went to Vigor. Vigor, if you know, is a great high school. It produced a lot of great players. Well, physically, he's not the 6'4", 6'5 guy that you get from Alabama. He's 2 or 3 inches shorter. But I'm telling you, he's got the biggest butt you have ever seen on a player. And I'm telling you, that's why you watch him. He dominates. And so those are the guys you can sometimes get that may not be 6'5", may not have quite the measurements, but 2 or 3 inches, but they're very powerful. Just like this kid from the Bijan kid, 6'2", 330. So I think physically, you know, you've got to be able to, you know, come out of high school with a chance to play just like Bijan to be able to have an impact early on. Just like the kid Denver Kirkland and Alex Collins. They both, you know, speaking of Alex Collins real quick, I wonder, what's it like dealing with the parents of these recruits when you call? Are they easy to deal with? Do they like the fact that you called? Do they like the process or no?
Most of them are pretty good and very helpful. And some might even set rules for when their kids can take calls. There's some are really a pain, I tell you that much.
And in what way?
It's even beyond what you would ever expect.
Wow, like what?
I mean, some of these people have expectations of what you should rank them at or what you should write about them.
They pay attention to that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I had a kid recently tell me, because his dad really was detrimental to him in some of his recruiting, and some schools backed off because of his father. And recently he just Facebook messaged me that he cut off all ties with his dad.
Wow.
Which is very sad to me.
Wow. What about you dealing with parents?
Is
there any difference between Arkansas parents and, say, down in Florida or other states? All about the same?
Not really.
We're not friendlier here?
The parents in Arkansas, for the most part, know me. And so the parents in the out of state, you have to kind of tell you who you are.
And that's a great point. You got this stranger calling your kid at 8 o'clock on some night. Hey, I'm Richard Davenport. I want to talk to your son.
What's your background?
Yeah, what's your background? What's your measurements? Yeah, that's a little dicey there, isn't it?
But, yeah, you do. And I did write one time, and I won't mention who the kid was, but I saw him in camp, and he was a 5-star. And there was a kid that was rated a 3-star, and I said he was way better than the 5-star. And man, did I get it from the from that family. And you know what? It was a truth, and I'm not going to mention the kid, but it was a truth. And other people said that too, and the coaching staff said that too.
Wow. I was just thinking of some of the freshmen in Arkansas. Did you expect them to come in and have the kind of impact they did? Did you see that kind of?
I thought so with Hunter. Thought so. Denver Kirkland, you talk about him. First time I saw him, I was like Alabama offensive lineman.
He's 6'5", 330.
One of the biggest offensive linemen I've ever seen. You know, I was somewhat surprised with Dan Skipper.
Skipper's 6'10", 6'10", 300.
Because I expect, he's about 315 now, but he was at like 290.
As a freshman.
And, you know, coming in, and I thought, you know, he'll probably redshirt and play as a redshirt freshman. I knew Coach Pittman said he may be the best of the three of Reed
playing.
Kohler. But I thought he'd be delayed a year. But
you talk about a kid that you go up to the line of scrimmage, and there's 6'10", 315. He's getting starting experience now. And also, just think 2 years from now when he's a junior and he's 6'10", 350, and he's got 3 years of experience.
That's what they anticipate him being, 6'10", 350.
And at tackle.
Yeah. and he moves, and he's a freakish athlete.
I will say this, just to say they don't always get it right. One of my favorite stories is that my senior year, there was a kid that looked like he was about 6'4", 6'5", about this big around. We thought he was a basketball player. We sort of joked. We said, hey, listen, Barnhill, at that time, Barnhill's down there. And you know who it turned out to be? Wayne Martin. That's exactly right. He ended up being one of the great players in Razorback history and filled out. And so those are those ones that I was talking about. If you find a great athlete that may not be maybe that tweener, and he works hard and he always can become physically dominant.
You know, you don't see as many Wayne Martins nowadays because the coaches have to win immediately. You know, you see a lot of the mid-majors, they'll take a chance on a Wayne Martin. You know, take a chance on Wayne Martin. Right. But, I mean –
Willie Rolfe, same kind of deal.
Exactly. If you have the if you got a good program going and you we can give him a couple years to develop. I think that's a good idea. And I think Coach Bielema and the staff would do that.
Do you think Bielema gets them back? Do you think they can continue to do what they did last year? Do you think they'll be back competitive from a talent wise?
Yeah, I think if they're continuing this recruiting trend that they're on right now, there's no doubt about it. There's three guys that are on right now in Florida.
Yeah, mention the tight end real quick that you really.
Well, Rayon Pierce just committed. What was that last month, Rich? Mm-hmm. And
he's a true stud down there. He's a tight end. 6 foot. What is he? 6'4".
He's 230, I think.
Yeah, 6'4", 230. Runs a legitimate 4.53 according to his coach.
Very athletic.
You know, very athletic. Kind of like a Jeremy Sprinkle.
Right.
And but probably maybe a little bit more skilled, but because Jeremy played all every sport known to man, and that kind of hurt his development, but. He's got a chance to be special.
Yeah, when you look at his stats, you won't see it because they don't throw the ball.
No, they don't.
And no sign of decommit from him based on how poor the Razorbacks are playing, which could always be a possibility.
I don't think so because obviously it was already there when he committed. So.
Anybody? Yeah. You mentioned a couple other players.
Yeah, there's a kid I really like. His name is Edgar Sarinud at Sarinord, something like that, at Plantation High School, American Heritage, and this kid is good
players in Plantation.
He is special. And
he's a commit. He's somebody who's leaning towards Arkansas.
He's uncommitted. He has Arkansas in, I think, top three or four.
And that is Chris Hayes from the Orlando Sentinel, the national recruiting writer for the Orlando Sentinel, along with Richard Davenport, talking recruiting. Hopefully, we wish we could have carried probably a little bit more than that, but due to time restraints, we can't. And either way, hey, tonight we've got Monday Night Football. You've got the Patriots and Carolina. Ought to be a pretty good game.
You have a couple of basketball.